Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Agribusiness giant ADM will pay about $3.13 billion to buy the privately held Swiss company Wild Flavors, which supplies natural ingredients to the food and beverage industry. Wild Flavors sells full flavor and ingredient products, as well as fruit juice concentrates and ingredients like natural flavors and extracts. It has production sites in Europe, the United States, Asia, and South America. The deal is expected to close by the end of the year. The chief of the International Monetary Fund predicts that the global economy will improve over the next 18 months, but says that growth might not be as fast as previously expected. The IMF says that investment remains weak and that the recovery in the U.S. hinges on the ability of the Federal Reserve to gradually reduce stimulus measures and on political leaders agreeing on a fiscal plan. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales 347,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China, that during the 2014-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,913 is down 63 points. The NASDAQ 3908 is down 7.5, and the S&P 500 is 1971, and it is down 6.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The majority of the U.S. Midwest weather is just about ideal for this time of the year. We're going to see a good mix of rain and sunshine occur with warm temperatures prevailing across a big part of the region over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. Everybody gets rain at one time or another, and the precipitation should be sufficiently distributed so that there's no one that's significantly left out. Now, there will be some areas that will see less rain than others, and the ground may firm up a little bit for a little while, but it's not going to lead to widespread problems with crop production potential. Subsoil moisture is still plentiful across the region. If we go into a period of drier weather, which is not expected right now, but if we were to do so, we'll likely see the crops survive off of subsoil moisture for a while. Looks like the pollination process should go very well across a big part of the Midwest. Only those crops that were planted very late would still run a risk of being a little short on moisture if the worst case scenario were to come around over this next couple of weeks. And that worst case scenario would be a ridge of high pressure with no rain and very warm temperatures. But that is not in the forecast, not officially. The outlook is still going to be promoting a fairly frequent changing weather pattern that will offer some warm days and then some cooler air and once in a while scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring as we transition from one air mass to the other. And the end result should be favorable for most of the crop regions. Field work will advance around whatever shower activity is going to occur, and the majority of the precipitation is not expected to be excessively great. With temperatures each afternoon running early this week in the 80s and a few upper 70s in the north, and then cooling to the middle 70s and a few lower 80s as we get into the middle to latter part of this week, will be almost ideal for crop development. The low temperatures at night will likely fall back again into the 50s, maybe even a couple of upper 40s in the far northern parts of the region as we get into this cooler air mass during mid to late week, and that will give the crop adequate rest at night so that it can continue an aggressive development rate as we move through the daylight hours. We'll expect the temperatures to turn warmer again as we get into the coming weekend and the early part of next week, with widespread 80s likely again and some lower 90s expected. Some of the western and southernmost portions of the Corn Belt will see temperatures in the 80s and certainly into the lower and some middle 90s periodically over the next couple of weeks. The heat, though, is not expected to be a festering event that is going to come with no opportunity for rain, and that's why I say there'll be a good mix of weather for most of those areas. And it's not just the U.S. Midwest that will be encountering this favorable environment. Most of the lower Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern states will experience very similar conditions, and it looks like even in hard red winter wheat country where harvesting is underway, there will be a better week of weather ahead here where not much precipitation will occur, and that the field work will be able to advance right around whatever shower and thunderstorm activity may evolve. We expect next week to maybe be a little bit wetter across the central plains, and that may disrupt field work a little bit more significantly, but the bottom line impact may not be all that dramatic. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 690 down 7. Soft July wheat is 560 and 3 quarters down 7 and a quarter. July corn's trading 410 and a half down 6 and a half. September 402 and a half down 7. December 408 and a quarter down 7. July soybeans 1366 and a half down 21 and a quarter. September 1149 and a half down 17, now down 16 and 3 quarters at 1150. November 1121 down 12 and a half. July soybean meal 441.90 down $5.10. July soybean oil 38.21 down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave, and how was your long weekend?
Enjoyed it very much. Loved the 4th of July, one of my favorite holidays of the year. And the market coming back from that long weekend is picking up exactly where it left off, it appears.
Yeah, typically we see a strong move one way or the other coming out of the 4th of July holiday, depending on kind of where the weather sets at that time frame. And right now, still a two-week forecast continues to call for favorable conditions here as most of the Corn Belt's going to enter pollination at some point over the next couple weeks. So really no concerns there, and I think the market continues to look at that, and it continues to grind lower here. Another enjoyable weekend, saw a little bit of rain, showers around. The heavy rains have kind of moved out of the areas that need a little drier weather. So overall, for the next couple weeks, looks fairly favorable for crop development, and we're seeing that in the market once again here this morning.
So it's the rain makes grain mentality in the trade. And with December corn at 407, one don't have to squint too hard to see that maybe a three-handle it might be in the corn soon.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of psychological supports at $4, but it really seems like the trend continues to be to kind of grind lower here, so I don't know if we'll see much stopping it at that point. Obviously, technical conditions are continuing to show an oversold market, so you look for some kind of technical bounce here at some point, but rallies are still being sold, or any attempts at rallies are still being sold. And until that market sediment changes, it's going to be a continued grind lower here, Dave.
Yeah, you have two things going on. One, whether the trade believes that the size of the crop has stopped growing, and two, whether or not the trade believes that demand has increased sufficiently to stabilize stocks.
Yeah, and we're going to see a little an update on that here on Friday in the July supply-demand report. So we'll see if there's any changes there. But, not only domestically, but really not much problem with weather around the world, too. So when you start talking about world-ending stocks moving into the new marketing year, there's going to be pretty burdensome here moving forward for corn, beans, and wheat. So just not a lot of incentive right now to see much of a higher tick on prices, Dave.
Meanwhile, this 1120 zone in November soybeans is a place of support that you probably wouldn't want to see violated, would it?
No, and I think, you know, had a pretty sharp drop here in, you know, new crop soybeans with the big acres numbers we saw here a week and a half ago. Anticipation of ending stocks growing quite a bit here as we move into the new marketing year. So we kind of catch and hold here, or it could be more downside. And we did see a nice sizable chunk of beans sold to China for the new marketing year. So trying to hold a little support in here with that news here this morning. But you're right, if we continue to see some more weakness there, we could continue to see things leak lower here as we move forward.
And even wheat is beginning to give up the ghost, although it's been really primarily supported by U.S. Concerns more than world concerns.
Yeah, that's right. Concerns about harvest, especially out in the plains, just a trying situation for a lot of producers out in that area, one thing after another. But really hard to get much going here with the corn and beans also seeing some pretty good weakness. So everything kind of moving in step here this morning, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. July corn trading at 410 is down 7. December, 407.5, down 7.75. July soybeans, 1364, down 23.75. November, 1120, down 18. Now make that 13.5. July soybean meals, 440, and it's down $7. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.